All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable. This is All Business Media FM. Today on the show, on the phone from San Diego, California, we have a holistic health practitioner, Adria Ross. How are you?
Hi, CJ. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Well, we got a boatload of snow, so definitely happy spring to us over here. Please, Adria, tell us a little bit about your business. What do you do?
I do holistic health, so basically the practical application is a 60 or a 90-minute hands-on session for physical work or energetic work, and I try to help bring awareness to people so that they can determine what's going on with their body and how to move better in the world with more ease, more effortlessness, and less pain if they're experiencing pain or discomfort or dysfunction.
So what was your journey with holistic health? How did that start?
Well, believe it or not, I actually was studying to be an auto mechanic. And I had an epiphany during engine overhaul class one day that I knew more about the anatomy of my vehicle than my primary vehicle, my body. And so it happened to coincidentally coincide with a very good female friend of mine putting on an open house at a healing arts school. And the guy that I was dating at the time had mentioned that he had wanted to be a healer since he was young. So we went to the open house and got on one of the demo tables, and one of the founders of the school worked on me. And as soon as he touched me, I said, I don't know what this guy teaches, but I have to study from him. So that's kind of where it started.
All right. So tell me about your clients. Do you specialize in any particular injury or ailment, or do you kind of cover the board here?
Basically, whatever, you know, shows up, you know, presents itself is what we work with. There's plenty to work with in the world today.
So
people have, you know, a lot of imbalances and disconnects and things that they would like help with.
So take me through your process with a new client. How do you start?
So really, every client, every time they come in, is a new client, because even the same body on a different day is a different body. So, of course, I will ask, you know, if there's anything in particular they want to focus on. But oddly enough, we often don't know what we need. And sometimes massage clients have been educated by other therapists who perhaps were more entry level or, you know, didn't have much experience, and they were sort of trained wrong. So part of what I do is to try to educate people and to, you know, bring information and awareness into the process.
All right.
So we start there, and then, you know, we do some work on the table and make a plan for a treatment.
Now, what would you say for you? What's the biggest challenge? What's the biggest reward in this line of work?
You know, I really don't find it challenging. I absolutely love it, and it's so fascinating what the body is capable of. It's so amazing to see people get out of pain. It's just such a fulfilling thing to do with one's time, and you know, I just feel really blessed to be able to do this work.
Now, you're a businesswoman as well. You're a practitioner. What are some of your plans moving forward?
I would like to actually work with animals more. They're very open to the work. They don't have as many attachments to maybe imbalances that adults have.
Right. They don't carry the stigmas.
Right, exactly. But basically, you know, I'm just continuing with my school's, you know, mission statement, which is touching humanity one body at a time.
All right. Now, before we do wrap up the show here, I want to leave you the floor, Adria, in case you have any contact info or maybe final thoughts for our audience?
Sure. Contact info is you can call 619-796-6106 or go to the website, somatichealthcare.com. Final thoughts would, I guess, just be people often wait until they're in pain to go and seek work like this, and they don't have time or money, you know, to do it ahead of time. But it's really something that one should make a priority, because, you know, the expense of an illness or an injury is going to be much greater than just staying healthy.
All right. Adria, thanks for sharing today.
Thank you.
Big shout out to our listeners as well. Thank you, guys. This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media. We'll be right back after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-8-9-8-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.